Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Garrett messaged us late last week, I believe, and he is looking for some help with a woman named Holly. Garrett, let's start at the beginning. What can you tell us about Holly?
Well, we met at the gym, and I felt that we were very compatible. Both of us are into working out, and, you know, she looks amazing.
Okay. All right. Going right to the important things. Let's talk about the dates, Garrett. What did you guys do, and how'd it go?
Well, I invited her out for a smoothie. They have these workout boosters, and you can add protein powder to them, and I just thought that would be nice.
Good. And conversation went well. I mean, a smoothie date may not be the longest date I could think of.
No, I mean, you know, it went good as far as I could tell. She ordered my favorite smoothie, which is a chocolate banana smoothie with whey protein. Okay. And, you know, so I thought we were connecting on that.
Okay, hopefully it got a little deeper. Let's talk about what you talked about. How was the conversation flow?
I felt it was great. We talked about all kinds of stuff, like fitness and our families and vacation. And so I thought we got along, you know?
Yeah. And any awkward or uncomfortable moments that you can remember?
I guess almost there was one. She was like in her workout clothes, and there was this guy staring at her, and I was about to say something, but once we sat down, he just kind of minded his own business.
And this was at the smoothie place. And correct me if I'm wrong. Is the smoothie place separate from the gym, or is it all connected together?
No, it's its own place.
It's its own place. Okay. So I'm assuming the guy thing just kind of went away. So how did you leave it, Garrett, at the end of the smoothie date with Holly?
Well, that was kind of weird. You know, we see each other all the time, like at the gym. So I gave her a kiss on the cheek, and I said, I can't wait to see her again outside the gym, you know, soon.
Right. Okay.
And so that was it.
Yeah. And what's the interaction been like since then, Garrett? You've texted her, obviously, or maybe not. Have you seen Holly at the gym?
Yeah. You know, I asked her out again, but I haven't heard anything. And I've seen her at the gym a couple times, but she was going to classes and she was in a hurry.
Oh. Okay. Well, if you're good with it, we're going to call Holly. If she answers, agrees to come on our show, maybe she'll answer some of these questions on why she's seems to be a little distant.
So, Garrett, hold on while we call.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Holly?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Holly, and thank you for being so cheerful. This is going to be a little weird. Yeah, this is not a sales call or anything like that, but I got to tell you, right up front, you are on the radio this morning on 102.9, the Wolf. We're Thunder and PT, and we're just calling you to see if you would spare a few minutes to chat with us about a gentleman, a recent date that you went on.
Which one?
Okay, so do you remember Garrett? You know Garrett from the gym.
Oh, yes. Oh, man, that was a doozy.
Okay, and what do you mean by that, a doozy?
So we flirted a bit at the gym, you know, and he's very hot. Like, I will explicitly say that, you know? So I jumped at the chance to see him, but he got so weird when I had this quick conversation with a guy at the juice bar.
Okay, so he mentioned that when he messaged us, there was some guy flirting with you.
No, he was not flirting with me. I go there a few times a week. It was small talk. You know, how's it going? You know, how was your week? You know, nothing. That was it.
Holly, did he get upset when guy? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was. It was obvious he was upset. He was suddenly in this huge rush to get us to the table. And then another friend from the gym stopped by to say hi to both of us, someone we both knew. And he was staring him down, like like dagger eyes.
Now hold on, hold on. That juicer guy, that was one thing. But listen, Jerome knew I was talking to you, and he came around to interrupt us on purpose.
Don't tell.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So Holly, I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to tell you that Garrett is actually listening in. We had him on the show just a few minutes ago, telling kind of the setup.
Look, Holly. I'm sorry, but there's only so much disrespect a guy can take.
I chatted briefly with an acquaintance who works at the juice bar, and then someone we both know said hi. How is that disrespectful? Please enlighten me.
It's called bro code. I don't think you would understand.
Well, but that's not Holly's fault, Garrett.
Right.
Okay. That is a really lame excuse for being so insecure, really.
Insecure? me? Insecure?
Yes. I only had eyes for you until you got so bent out of shape over these harmless interactions.
Harmless? These guys were trying to take me down a notch.
No, it's your behavior that was the turnoff. Be around.
Oh, okay, Holly, hold on. Okay, wait. Garrett, it does seem insecure. It seems that you're being a little, and Holly, correct me if I'm wrong, being a little possessive, and that's kind of the front door to being controlling. Is that what you're worried about, Holly? Just jealousy? For no reason? Is Holly even still with us? Did she hang up?
Oh, no.
Listen.
Garrett, she's made her decision.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you don't understand bro code either. That's a clear violation of the bro code.
I mean, Garrett, it sounds like you kind of acted like a jerk in front of her.
How can I be insecure? I lift weights.
Oh my God.
That doesn't prove anything.
Well, how much do they lift?
Nobody cares. I mean, honestly, and especially Holly.
Right. Okay. So you're not getting it. And listen, you got to leave Holly. I think Holly wants to be, you know, doesn't want to see you again. So, yeah. And it sounds like she's... Listen, here's the thing, Garrett. I hear a backing up noise, and I think that's Holly backing out of the relationship. Backing out. So we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you messaging us. It's what we do, and you got to... Those are the rules. You got to kind of live by the decision of what the other person says. So,
I mean, there'll be others that'll like you for you, dude.
I'm moving onward, yeah. And I'm moving upward, and I'm lifting this weight off of my shoulders.
All right. Good for you. Thank you, Garrett, and thank you for being on Second Date Update.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT on The Wolf.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.